Even with the wildfire 100% contained, dozens of BLM workers continue to clean up areas above Red Butte Garden, charred in the blaze that broke out Sunday afternoon. Incident Commander Steve Rutter says the focus is mainly centered on rehabilitation, getting the land back to a state where it is no longer a risk for landslides and human trails.
Basically, they're putting in water bars, bringing vegetation back across. Typically, we see in the West, when you put in hand lines or dozer lines, if you do not rehab them back, they become overnight an ATV trail, which causes erosion and other damage.
Erin Darboven, spokeswoman for the Bureau of Land Management, says her big concern is the thousands of animals who now have their habitats disturbed because of someone's careless mistake.
This area provides quite a bit of water for Salt Lake City residents, but it also provides critical habitat in the form of fish habitat, deer habitat, bird habitat, and those are the resources that we're concerned with fire affecting.
Fire crews still have no leads into who left the unattended campfire. If and when that person is caught, Steve Rutter says he or she could face a $150,000 fine, which is the cost of fighting the blaze.
Roughly ballpark, something like this, we're approximately $140,000, $150,000 when you put in food, all the logistics needed, aircraft, it adds up pretty quickly. So even though it's only an 80-acre fire, it is catastrophic on a financial end that Salt Lake City and the forest have to pick up those suppression costs. Fire is bad anytime you get it like this.
Anyone with information on the fire is asked to contact authorities. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.